Hello, and welcome to the Health Services Division podcast series. I'm Susan Altman, Director of Quality Innovations for Health Services Division. Today, I'm joined by Liz Bush, Senior Vice President, Marketing and Sales, and Cindy Nelson, Vice President, Director of Health Center Marketing. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Today, we're going to be discussing post-acute strategies with an emphasis on the LCS Health and Wellness Navigator Program. We believe this program will undoubtedly differentiate LCS communities from all other competitors across the country. We know that with the complexities of today's healthcare industry, it's crucial to establish solid partnerships in local markets with a collaborative approach to the provision of quality care and services across the continuum.
Susan and Liz, I'm pretty excited about the Navigator program and the opportunity that this program creates to really set our communities apart from the rest in the post-acute space. In fact, in our 2016 post-acute care conferences, we spent a lot of time focused on how to create a marketing strategy specific to these opportunities, which of course includes the Navigator role. Our communities, regardless if they are life plan or rental, were given tools and resources to create their own unique plan with a specific focus on post-acute care. With the significant changes in Medicare reimbursement, hospitals are looking to align with partners who have a focus on improving the health of our residents while ensuring a high level of resident satisfaction, but also who have a laser focus on reducing the return to the hospital after a hospital stay, which the Navigator plays an instrumental role in. Susan, how many communities currently have this program in place?
Well, by the end of the fourth quarter, Cindy, of last year, there were 12 life plan communities with an effective Navigator program. I'm pleased to announce that 25 additional life plan communities are slated for 2017. And we're currently piloting three programs in the rental division: Magnolia Springs South Point in Greenwood, Indiana, Prairie House in Oklahoma, and River Glen in Chicago, Illinois. This is an exciting time for LCS. So, in an attempt to provide our listeners with an understanding of the program, let me just share a brief overview of the goals, the objectives, and the program components. So basically, the Navigator program is a strategy to ensure our residents are poised for success as they age in place, move throughout the continuum of care, or transition home to the greater community from our health centers. We see the primary role of the Navigator, or goal of the program, is to foster resident autonomy, to provide our residents with the information and resources that will enhance their ability to make appropriate healthcare choices, receive medical treatment with a sense of confidence about their associated risks, benefits, and responsibilities, and enrich and integrate our existing programs into a Navigator platform. So there's five key components to the program, as we describe: care management, or the care and services provided inside the walls of the community; care coordination, or the care, services, resources, and partnerships outside the walls of the community; metrics that matter, which is outcome-based data to help tell our story and also measure the effectiveness of the program; and finally, value proposition, the impact of the program on the consumer. So Liz, from a marketing and sales standpoint, could you talk to me a little bit about the value you see in this post-acute strategy, say from a consumer standpoint?
Absolutely, Susan. So we've done some work with the healthcare division on our Navigator program and identifying specifically what the benefit statements are for each of our audiences. We've identified three audiences. First, the prospective resident. Second, the adult child influencer. And third, the referral source or referral influencer. We went so far as to actually write the benefit statement for each of those audiences. For the prospective resident, we want that benefit statement to reflect, "I feel confident and secure knowing there is someone available to not only help support my ability to stay fully engaged in my day-to-day activities, but also as a trusted confidant with whom I can speak about my health needs and concerns. I want to know that they have my best interest at heart when I'm facing health challenges and having to manage through confusing healthcare options, especially during a time when I may not be at my best. You know, Susan, at the end of the day, we want the resident to know they are in good hands. For that adult child influencer, we wrote the statement to read, "I have such peace of mind knowing that my mom lives in a community that understands the challenges we are going to face as she ages and has a plan in place in anticipation of what my mom will need to manage her health." For our adult child influencer, we want that person to think they've thought of everything. And that important referral source, especially from a medical perspective, we want that audience to know that when they have a patient who lives at a community managed by LifeCare Services, that they know they have a partner who shares their priority to provide for the best care and response to medical needs of their patients in the ever-changing post-acute healthcare state. That our professionalism, our level of communication, and our quality of care meet and even exceed their expectations. We want that referral source to walk away and say, "This is a team that gets it." You know, I was reflecting on this when you asked me to participate, and I was thinking of what we're going through personally right now. My husband is the adult child influencer in his family's life. And my husband, Scott, his father has been diagnosed with lymphoma and is going through chemo. And so he has taken the role of going to the doctor's appointments, taking notes, going to the chemo treatments, being with his father, trying to have questions ready, trying to ask the attendants the questions. And what he will reflect on when he comes home with his notebook full of information, that he's written it all down, but he doesn't really know what it means. And so fortunately, we have a nurse in my family that we tap on. But I think about this program in a very personal way. If my in-laws lived at a community managed by LifeCare Services, how much support my husband would be receiving right now, as well as his parents. That, as they say, is priceless.
So once again, Liz, you are spot on. The benefit of this Navigator program, not only as it relates to the prospect themselves, but also that adult child influencer, but also that professional referral source, really puts us in a position to lead the way in exceeding consumer confidence in our ability to take care of the people who choose to call our communities home. But our biggest opportunity, in my opinion, is that we need to package and brand this unique program and take it to market. We need to weave it into our sales process, including all of our marketing and outreach efforts. We have to make people aware that we understand our responsibility and understanding on ensuring a higher level of satisfaction. If it's in the post-acute space, is that we recognize ensuring a shorter length of stay and have a focus on reducing the return to acute, all while meeting and ideally exceeding the needs of our consumer. We have to demonstrate to them we know how we are going to do this, which in part is by way of that Navigator program. And we need to demonstrate our success by way of metrics, or really our scorecard. No longer can we take the "I say so" approach, but must lead with data-driven outcomes and proven records of success. The great news is, for our communities, we have tools and resources that we can provide to you to help you get on your way of promoting this critical Navigator program that really will ensure our success in that post-acute space.
Thanks, Cindy. So this has been a great discussion, but unfortunately, we're about out of time. I'd like to thank my guests, Liz and Cindy, for joining me today, and thanks to everyone else for listening in. Have a great day, and we look forward to sharing more podcasts with you in the very near future. See you next time.
Legal disclaimer. LifeCare Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.